afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Team
Bill.
Power. You always ruin my flow.
I know. I really like doing that.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
I have a problem.
Are you ready?
Sorry.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Okay.
All right. Team Power's our local Kubota tractor dealer. They're up on 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And they do everything tractors. If you need service, parts, sales, whatever it is, they can do it. Right now they're running service specials. You can get in there and get a discount rate on getting your equipment serviced up and ready for spring. So stop in and see them. Phone number is 226-9226. Or catch them on the web at readingtractors.com. And that's a good site. Go there. They've got pricing. They've got their used equipment list there. You can go in there and find the deal that's right for you, then stop in and see them. They got great financing. They're running 0% financing right now on zero for 60 months on brand new tractors.
That's pretty snazzy.
Yeah,
are they still doing the special for the people who had their equipment destroyed?
Yes, they are. They are. Kubota's come out with a program that if you lost your tractor in one of the big fires here, it doesn't matter what brand it was, just come in and see them, and they have some discounts set up for those folks as well. So, Team Power. Go by and see him. There you are.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get back to Lyle,
But for our end, just so people
know. Yeah.
You have burning questions?
I have burning questions.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, the burning is over. We're now into snow. Do you have snowy questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Do you have any tree down
questions?
They're
probably going to come across as pretty cold-hearted, but yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Let's have seasonal questions. just to raise the bar a little bit.
Okay.
So let's see. You can find everything about this show. Not you, Bill. You, the listener. You,
yes.
Yous out there. Yous guys.
Yeah.
We're at WeThePeopleRadio.us. Our archives are free to listen to, and our good friend Robert Exter has done a wonderful job of taking out the capitalism that we celebrate. So he takes that out. You can listen to 1 hour, you can listen to the other hour separately, you can listen to them all together, it's just an MP3 file, and we don't care what you do with them. So if you want to share them with a friend, put them on your MP3 player, it's unrestricted. We do this for it says this is for entertainment purposes. No, it's just a little bit of it is. It's educational purposes.
Yeah, it's very educational.
So feel free to share it.
Yeah. So getting back to this stuff they wrote into the bill with the secret beacons silk highways they've put through there so that, you know, we can have a steady flow going across the border.
Uber drivers to bring them here.
So we put these beacons up so that when these people cross the border, they have a place to go and dial up an Uber ride for when they get here. Can we fence off those routes so that they can see the beacon, but they can't get to it? I mean, that...
Is the beacon in Mexico?
No, I think the beacon's on our side, isn't it? Why would we pay for
a beacon?
Mile? Yeah.
The beacons are on the American side once you cross over.
So they already sneaked in at that point.
But they're in... you need to appreciate, if you've not been to the southern border, it's mammoth. And not just long, but from the border inland, if you will allow me that, it's quite a lot of desert. And during large portions of the year, it's hot, it's ugly, it's hard to traverse, and it's controlled by cartels, especially in northern Mexico. A large cartel that operates along the border has all the high points, and they are tracking, watching their drug cartels being brought up to and through the United States border. So once you cross over the border into America, you still have many, many miles of nothingness.
Sure.
Now, portions of the border, as soon as you cross over, you go on to, in Arizona, for instance, the Dakota Odom Nation. That's an Indian nation. and they refuse to allow any walls or anyone to interfere with their nation. So that is wide open territory. It is well known that it's wide open. Everybody and their brother knows it's wide open and unmanned. And so a lot of drugs, a lot of trafficking, human and other child trafficking comes up through that way. But in other portions, you cross the border, you come into America, the United States, you go for 25, 30, 40, 50 miles, and it's desert. And so
that in itself is a barrier. I mean, you'd think.
Yeah, you would think. But you know, there's lots of dead bodies out there because, you know, what's just not publicized, what people just don't know, is it's hot, it's ugly, there's dangers out there, and if you drop, you drop. They move on,
right.
And you stay. No one's there.
Yeah, this isn't a no man left behind sort of an arrangement.
Pretty much, yeah. And so what has happened, and I can appreciate a debate on this, America, nine years ago, they started putting beacons out on the American side in the desert in case somebody needed help. It could be any, and some of these places, actually they tried to do it in all the places, and I don't know if it worked very well, but they put water, big canisters of water, and that was life-saving mm-hmm. in itself. But you go to the beacon because you can see it. It's up, you know, you're out in the desert. You see this beacon 10 feet in the sky, 15 feet in the sky, and it flashes. And they all know what it is. And so you go toward that light and you press it, and that sends a signal satellite-wise, and it tells Border Patrol where you're at, and then they come and they rescue you.
And are you considered an illegal alien at that point because you're actually on the American side and you haven't gone through any... checkpoint.
Correct. That's correct.
So
however,
what
under
happens to you?
Obama policy, they made provision for all of that. It didn't matter that you're illegal. You crossed over. You all of a sudden had the rights of an American, which is just astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, under the Obama policy, they used to have a thing called catch and release,
right.
Or interdict and release, where Border Patrol would stop you if you had crossed over and were on the American side, the United States side. They would get your name, whatever information
yeah.
you gave them,
yeah.
and then they released you. Because that was the policy.
But did they release you right there, or did they take you to the local town and release you on the street?
Both. They did both. They did both. I mean, they'd interdict and release. A lot of times they would take you and process you at a Border Patrol station or substation, and then they'd release you.
But that's still happening, right?
Well, it's still happening, and what people don't realize is when they release you, I mean, we're talking they'd give you a bus ticket, some little bit of food and spending money, and release you, and there you go. And, of course, you got cited, by the way. You got a ticket saying you entered the United
Ooh.
States illegally.
No, oh, not yeah. the ticket.
And that you had to show up in court. In 6 months.
Yeah, they know where that is when they get here.
Exactly.
And that's a high priority.
So under this bill where the president asked for the $5-some-odd billion for the wall, begrudgingly the Dems said, okay, we'll give you some money for this wall, but we're adding all this other stuff to it, and that's why I think it's about 1,200 pages, this legislation. And when you start to go through it, the things that I pointed out, plus there's other things, they start to pop up. And it's just heinous what the Democrats have done. So they could say, we're supportive, we went ahead, we secured the border, we gave the president what he wanted. Well, they really didn't, but they did. In other words, they got enough in there that they could make a claim. But what they're not telling the American people is the stuff that I just pointed out to you, plus many other little things. We know for a fact, and there's videotape to this, that they're still transporting illegals through buses into cities like Phoenix and other places where they are then offloaded to Catholic Charities, Methodist Charities, who are under contract and receive fundings from the federal government to house and then to transport illegal aliens. This is known. This has been known for years. There was a bill in the there was a threatening to be a bill in the Arizona legislature, and we brought in the Catholic Charities head honchos for the whole state, the executive directors, the director, I mean the whole thing, and myself and an individual who I cannot name, who's an intelligence specialist from Washington, the same person who went to the border with me, who I took to the border, I should say. I asked this individual, I asked the senators, would they mind if this individual sat in this meeting? Absolutely not. And could we then cross-examine, once the senators were done, could we cross-examine these Catholic Charities leaders? They said absolutely. Well, we cross-examined them, and we were not politically correct. We're not running for office. We don't care. We asked them question after question very pointedly, and they lied. And I caught them in their lies, and I even said, Madam Director, you're lying. You're lying because here, and I pointed out how you're lying. Here's what you wrote a month ago. Here's this, here's that. Now what do you have to say to the senators? Because you just lied to the chairman. Well, you can watch them turn inside out trying to get their point across, which was basically, we're being paid per head to bring in an illegal, house them, and then reship them to already predetermined locations in the state and then elsewhere. They're being paid.
Who's getting paid?
These organizations.
Catholics.
Catholic
Social Services, Methodist Social Services.
Right.
Absolutely, this is big money. This is big business. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars coming into these charities, who are basically providing recluses for illegals. This has been known for some time. This is not a secret. This is not secret squirrel stuff. It's just nobody's talking about it and no one's addressing it.
So
and,
when you say that,
it's all the
when you say they're bussing them in, are they picking them up on the other side and bringing them, or are they?
You can't ask any questions. You have to go to the cone of silence right now. Up to the cone of silence.
Has
with
a
you.
Of making.
Ashley has a phase of making you be quiet. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rabacki. And we'll talk some more about this for another 45 minutes. You're listening to We the People.
Across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud. The ghost moon sails among the clouds. Turns the rifles in silver on the border.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plans, but they came undone when it got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run if we let them take our God and guns.
There you go, Lyle. It's my other little Texas song for you, but it kind of goes for everywhere. So
that is a great song.
It's a good one too, huh?
Hey, I want to get back to this busing thing.
So Bill's freaking out about the busing.
Yeah, because I'm planning a vacation out to Tijuana. So I'm going to catch a bus ride up and maybe make some money to El Paso or someplace. And,
El Paso, you don't need a bus ride because they're going to take the wall down. Remember, Beto's going to do it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention.
But I still need a ride. If they're busing these folks in and making money, where are they picking them up? Is it after they've caught them and they're on our side of the border, then they bus them from there, or are they actually picking them up on the other side and bringing them over?
Well, these last caravans, we have videotape showing that they bus them to the border communities like Tijuana. Mm-hmm. As you know, Tijuana is right on the other side of San Diego, so you got a wall.
Right.
And on one side is San Diego, the other side is Tijuana. And so they would bus them up to border towns. But that's Mexico.
Right.
Once they cross, if they're crossing illegally, which I don't know how else they do it, and they're caught, they're taken by Border Patrol to a Border Patrol holding area. And then historically what has happened is they're released. And they're released and bused to reception centers. These reception centers are under contract to the United States government, at least under Obama, and they made monies per head for each illegal that was already processed, if you will, through Border Patrol, and now, quote unquote, waiting for their court date. They were already assigned a court date 6 months from now.
Terrific.
So then they were picked up from the Border Patrol substation and brought to a sanctuary city where there was reception centers. Mm-hmm. In these reception centers, they were housed, food, clothed, medically treated, and then they were released because they had paperwork showing they had to be in court in 6 months.
Okay, so there's another question. If they cross, say, near Tijuana and they go through all these monkey motions and they get released for a court date, if they're bused to some other area, where's that court date? Is it any federal court or is that a specific federal? Do they have to get a bus ride back?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, I mean, this is...
yeah, they have to go to a specific court. Of course, they don't show up.
Well, no, because we just bust them 500 miles away to somewhere else, and now they can't get there.
500? Well, you know, you are... I apologize. Yeah, you may have bust them 500 miles, but then what happens is there are networks. Let me share with you that the state of Vermont and the state of Maine... now, they're way on the other side of the country. You guys are in California. They're way over
across
on the, other,
the country.
Okay.
At least halfway across,
the country. I just want to point this out to everybody. Maine and Vermont, way in the tippy-top part of the northeast part of the United States of America, way up there, okay?
Yeah.
They are screaming because they're having so many problems with Islamics and illegals that have found their way into communities. Now, that's a long ways from Tijuana.
Sure.
And yet, because of their social policies, socialistic policies, they were open arms, come on down to Vermont. Come on down to Maine.
So if they're now, in Vermont, all of a sudden, if they're in Vermont or Maine and their court date comes up, do they have to go back to the Tijuana area to go to court?
Well, sure.
Oh, well, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
So what happens is, and that's why you're seeing people who are arrested for heinous crimes, murder, mayhem, whatever, DWI, they've killed somebody, they've hurt somebody. And when you pull their jacket, you see that they've been arrested 3, 4, 5, 6 times for illegally coming into the country. They're then sent back over the border, and then they work their way back into the United States. They're caught again, and they're sent back. And I mean, this is just a revolving door. Mm-hmm. Likewise, they may have other crimes where they've even served time, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, in a jail in the United States. Then they're released pending a court date, which they don't keep, and then maybe they go a year or so and something else happens. They're arrested, and now they come to find out, well, not only are you in the country illegally, but you've been in jail a couple of times. So now we're deporting you because you haven't kept your court date. So they go back over to Mexico. They fly them back over, and they work their way back into the United States.
God.
This is a revolving door.
This has been going on.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
How could that ever go wrong?
Well, and what you have in places like California, it's a sanctuary state, which and that's another show, and it's a, maybe even above my pay grade here, but how do you declare that? I mean, that's not keeping, it's not in keeping with the Constitution and the federal law, but anyway, there is the 10th Amendment. States do have the rights to do their own thing in the states, but so now you have cities like San Diego and California that's a sanctuary state, and this is one of the reasons why these caravans have worked their way all the way up from, oh my gosh, Honduras, Guatemala, in through Mexico, and then they've made a detour left and went over to San Diego. If they had come into Brownsville or El Paso or McAllen, Texas, that's a lot easier because that's down further south. But they deliberately make a left-hand turn. I'll send you the maps where they make a left-hand turn and they go up toward Tijuana and then they cross over in San Diego. And the reason for that is because from San Diego all the way north, it's a sanctuary state. And they know once they get into California, all the in free.
Right.
So
because that's where all the other laws take effect, where we can't ask them their status if they're picked up
correct.
And they get released
correct.
From jail. Yeah. Okay.
Correct. That's correct. And they all know this. This is all well known. I mean, Obama, during the Obama years, they would have billboards. This is fact. It's not my opinion. You can check it out. They would have billboards. Big old billboards, not only in the desert, but down into Mexico, phone numbers you would call as to how to beat the system, how to get into the United States, and how to declare sanctuary. They had billboards. They had flyers. They had radio advertisements. This is not, I'm not making this up. And so it has been a well-known secret for years how to thwart the system and to get into the United States. And once you're in here, that's it. You're all the in free. And if you're a kid, all the better. And
sure.
So it has been known, and they're still doing it. Parents would give up their little people, their little kids, to a car member or someone else. Get them in because all you have to do is throw them over the wall.
And
there's pictures to this effect. I'm not making this up. It's just gross, but nobody wants to talk about it. They throw them over because once you get them here, they're an anchor baby.
Right, and then the parents have to come and join them
because now you have an
undocumented kid
them
here.
Over the wall. Yeah.
There you go. They drop them. You're right, Bill. They drop them over the wall, all the in free. Oh, now wait a minute. These are not my parents, so now I need my parents. Well, guess what? The parents come up through the cartel avenues or streets that are well known, and they come into the United States to get their kids. They just never leave.
Really? But what's a parent anyway, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, now that we have more than two genders, I think the whole parent thing is up for grabs, too.
There's 31 genders now, I think.
And when we come back, I've got a question from a little while ago, top of the hour. Ron wanted to know about the snipers, wanted to know if they're Mexican cartel snipers, and are they on American soil or Mexican soil? So we can mull that over during our celebration of capitalism here. And I found a snazzy song for us from the Edgar Winter Group. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People Radio. Every 50 feet.
We are all just pinatas everywhere.
Of our own device. We'd stay forever.
In the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast.
Stabbed
with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Darn Republicans.
Last thing I remember, I was running for the door.
That's everybody trying to leave.
That's the border.
I had to find
exactly.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Ah, we're so rude. Talk over the song. Thrown in the commentary. It's like Mystery Science Theater over here. A couple of screw-offs. Lyle, is your microphone muted so you couldn't join in? Is that the problem? you didn't want to get tarred with our brush? Is that what that?
pretty much. I was trying to stay out of it. I didn't
hear any of that.
Trying to stay out of it.
That's horrible. Listen to these kids. This is a freak show.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
My paycheck that you sent me doesn't cover that sort of activity.
Liability.
It doesn't yeah, cover talking no. over the song humor?
No. My $1.85 doesn't cover. We'd have to renegotiate and go up to at least $2.25 or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. You're sitting here listening to this stuff, and it's just so frustrating. I'm thinking, Free Ride, that would be a good song. It's like, ugh. It'd be nice just to live our lives again. You think we'll ever get to do that?
Nope.
I don't either.
No.
It's never coming
back. I'm going to send you, I'm saying this on the air for everybody to hear, but I'm sending you,
no pressure.
Give me about another 60 seconds, I'm going to send you a video of Bernie Sanders drunk and shirtless singing This Is Your Land in the Soviet Union in 1988.
Oh, really?
Wow. I can't even decide which is ugliest.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's great.
It kind of takes your breath away a little bit.
Yeah, it really does.
These folks all have it figured out that once they get here, particularly if they have children, they're home free. They pretty much could stay here as long as they want, as long as they're in California.
Look at all the outcry now of Trump being careless.
He's a monster.
Heartless. Yeah, because of the poor little children. I mean, this is all a very insidious game. This is to break down the sovereignty of the United States, much like what's happening in Europe. And the same types of caravans are taking place in Europe at the same time that these caravans are coming up through Mexico into America. This is not a coincidence. This is well orchestrated, well planned.
Can we discuss this on future show? No, we haven't done it on future shows yet. Sorry, that's wrong. Do that again, but backwards. In previous shows, we've discussed that these things are all funded. They have porta potties and new shoes and smartphones.
I was able to disclose some stuff without getting into too much because of the classifications. But well funded, we know by at least a large number of who they are, not specific individuals, well-organized, logistically operational, with food, clothing, porta-potties, camps, just name it. This is not a happenstance, spur-of-the-moment, whatever. In fact, there's another caravan that's starting up, and I just got the information earlier today, and so we're going to have to look into this, but they're talking about 30,000. 30,000.
Oh, my gosh.
This way. Now, here's one of the secondary features of this. Will 30,000 make it across our border? No. But what they're doing is they're staging them along our border. And this is something else that's not being discussed, but I'll discuss it here just briefly. What's being set up on the southern border, contiguous with the United States border, are communities, be it tent communities or other types of communities, similar to the Gaza Strip in Israel, where you have the sovereignty of the nation of Israel, and just on the other side, I mean inches, feet away, you've got the Gaza, and you've got Palestinians and others. And so that requires constant surveillance, constant monitoring, which is redundant from surveillance, and military presence, because they're building tunnels, they're trying to get across to invade Israel. Same thing is going on here. What's not being discussed is that whoever can get across, hooray, they get across. But at the same time, they're building camps along our southern border to have like a Gaza Strip. So they have these now communities, if you will, along contiguous with our southern border, so they have a steady stream of being able to put people across.
Yeah, because there was a story here just a few weeks ago where one of these caravans, showed up on the border, and just within days they caught, I think it was 300 that had crossed somewhere, and they just they had no intention of getting very far. They just wanted to get across, and those 300 were caught and released into our community.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We have videotape going just this past October, November, of approximately 300 that were bused into the Phoenix area and released into reception centers, fed, clothed, fixed up, and then released. And this was after the president went ahead and attempted to seal the border. This is a mammoth problem. I think if the American people really, really knew how bad this was, there may be more of an outcry. You've got not just farmers and poor little people who want to come up and better their lives. You've got members of ISIS. You've got MS-13. You've got other gangs that are killers. You've got Middle Eastern countries that hate America, hate America, and they're slipping their soldiers in here. There's a heck of a war that's taking place on our southern border, and they want to doctor it up and make it sanitized and look like it's just a group of little families that are just trying to better their lives. These people have no intention, 99% of them have no intention of bettering their lives. They're here to take whatever they can and to be attached to already existing networks, gangs and other things,
right.
Domestic
right.
terrorists.
Yeah, and there, and you know, I realize there are folks that are coming across that are coming from pretty heinous situations that want to come over here because, let's face it, living on the street in the United States is probably a better life than what they're running from in El Salvador. But we can't.
The bottom line is we can't fix the entire world by having them come live here.
We can't. And I mean, just go down to L.A. and there's that video online that shows just miles and miles of homeless camps along the L.A. River.
Right. That's correct.
And that is not a safe situation. I mean, the police don't even go down in some of those areas. It's just too dangerous. And
Bill, the same thing's happening in Seattle. They're having real serious problems with a very, very similar situation in Seattle. Same thing's happening in Oregon. But, you know, the common denominator here is each of these, Seattle, Oregon, California, these are all sanctuaries. They're
exactly.
all run by socialists.
Exactly.
They're all socialists, and this is what they want. And what surprises me still, I admit it still surprises me, is the American people, the citizens of those cities and states, how in the heck have they not raised up and said enough?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
We used to go to San Francisco once or twice a year and just travel around, go to museums, and ride the streetcar, and we had a good time. It was actually a fun 2-3 days to go down and spend in the city. Of course, we got to leave, but we don't do that anymore. We can't.
And you know how much fun that's ruined for me? Because one memorable trip, we went with another couple, and the other lady realized there was a transvestite convention at one of the hotels, and when you checked in, you got a free feather boa.
Rather not talk
And so
about
we
that.
Pulled up and sent the guys in to check in, knowing nothing about it. We sat out front waiting for them to come out there.
Yeah. I didn't take
they
the boa.
They came running out, and they didn't take the boa.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
like
you see
pranked.
All those little field trips, they're gone.
Nothing like getting
over.
Pranked on the beginning of a 3-day little vacation. But no, seriously.
Such a great wife.
The situation in San Francisco is not good. And you're right. I can't believe that the people that live there haven't started throwing people out of office to get it cleaned up because it's
no we elected
terrible.
We elected the guy who started the downhill slide or
oh yeah now he's
was
governor.
Part of it was governor and Willie Brown who was a big part of the machinery his girlfriend's now running for president so obviously our goal is to infect the entire country with our sickness sorry.
One thing that always speaks is money. Follow the dollar.
Yep.
And you're starting to see large conventions, conferences pull out of San Francisco. And already the downtown merchants, the economy people of San Francisco are recognizing we've got a problem, but they haven't gotten to the point where they're stomping their feet just yet. But when you start to have these big conferences pull out, like the AMA just pulled out of San Francisco holding a
conference. Gosh, they could really use them there.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, that would have been really handy.
But because of the filth, and I'm trying to clean it up. I mean, it's worse than
that. They have poop maps. They have apps so you can go down streets that don't have as much poop on them.
Well, they have poop patrols now.
Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you guys live there, but they're paid $62,000 a year, each of the people, poop patrols. They go around, they're picking up the poop.
And that was people poop. This isn't dog poop. This is people poop.
That was instigated by the fact that people were getting sick because the poop was drying. It was going airborne. People were breathing it and picking up these weird diseases from feces. I mean, what kind of a city?
Well, and that's similar to third, and I say fourth world. I was on another radio show, and I said that. And somebody called in and go, there's no such thing as fourth world. And I said, you know, go away.
There is if you say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, you know, from a technical standpoint, I understand that. Okay. I mean, I finished eighth grade. I've got my little eighth grade diploma. I know there's no fourth world. But when you take a look
that in the
at
bio.
Some of... Yeah, some of this humanity that's coming to our border, they're third, fourth, fifth world.
Right.
And we put it in our report. I sent it to you guys, the report we gave to the legislature in Arizona 2 years ago. And that same report was then sent to some other places that I can't mention right now. But and then I released it to you. We unclassified it and sent it to you all and sent it out publicly. There are diseases. There are people who have never, ever seen a doctor. Their immune systems are what kept them alive. And they're bringing with them, they're now carriers, they're bringing with them tuberculosis and other types of diseases Americans have never seen. This is not my opinion. The medical community is screaming for help. Because
at the same time that we're grinding the Obamacare program into the ground and running our doctors off. So we've gotten to another point of unpleasantness, so it's time to take a commercial break, huh?
Yeah.
When it becomes unpleasant, we have to take a little escape hatch, like, you know, let out the pressure. So we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Lyle Rapacki. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. In order to get out of socialism, you get to shoot your way out.
Yeah, you got to blast your way out.
Thought we ought to throw that in there. Hey, so, Lyle, what do you think about this emergency declaration anyway?
Does he think he's going to get away with it?
He will. There's nothing illegal about it. And in one sense, we've been under a perpetual state of national emergency since 1976 with Gerald Ford. So there has not been any relief from that. This is what people don't realize, is there's been 31 national emergencies over the years, and they have not been relieved. In other words, they haven't been stopped, brought to an end. And so going ahead and declaring one here is just redundant. We're already under a national state of emergency. But he's doing it to release funds. It's an administrative matter. He's able to get some funding from the military construction budgets and maybe even Department of Homeland Security, and that augments the funding that the legislation provided. There's nothing illegal. It's just the Dems, once again, screaming and hollering.
Well, they're trying to make it look like it's some nefarious thing because the there is no emergency. To their mantra has been and will continue to be
and
that there is no emergency.
We've been talking for almost 2 hours about different phases of what is really an emergency, and we would have another hour if we could, and I could get into some of the more specifics of the emergency. It's bad. It's very, very bad. There are weapons trying to be brought over, of course the drugs, human trafficking, terrorists coming over. Very, very, very little of this is being reported. They don't want the American people to really know just how critical it is along our border. We're under an invasion. We're under an attack. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to use those words because it's just not very pretty. But there are forces lined up against us, bridging our southern border. It's been this way for a while because we've had nobody at the top, meaning no president, be it Republican or Democrat, who's been willing to say enough.
Just throw down and say, okay, we're going to close the border and we're going to protect ourselves.
Well, do you think by moving on the border now and actually attempting to secure it and stop this just rampant flow? Do you think that will instigate any kind of a situation with terrorists or whatever trying to up their game a little bit to get across before it is a little more difficult to do so? I mean, I know you can't have a crystal ball, but
I think a lot of focus is being placed on the border, and what's going to be important over the next month or two is to see exactly how what's taking place on the border. Be it successful or not, continues to cover for what may be unraveling domestically in the political arenas. With all these investigations, with the Mueller report basically saying there's nothing to report after 2 years, that's going to create some real unraveling of nerves with the Democrats, the media, etc. And they have nowhere to go. They've all stated that Trump colluded with the Russians, and there's no evidence to that.
Right.
And Mueller is about to come out and basically say the same thing. And this is going to create some real angst. So I think there's going to be other problems, and I think the border is a way of covering for these other problems right now. As long as everybody's focusing on the border, they're not taking a look at what's taking place domestically.
Oh, no, I 100% agree. I think now that he's declared this emergency, they're going to shift their guns towards a border issue now and hope the rest of it just quietly goes away.
Well, I think the other thing, they're going to try to show that Trump's unstable. They tried to do that early on. They tried to invoke the 25th Amendment, try to get him out of office. They were hoping to do that in the first 6 months, maybe a year of his presidency. That failed just outrageously. And now they're going to try to show people that he's just really not stable and that his base is unstable. So I think that's something you're going to start to see more of as we get closer to the 2020 election.
Well, I think another thing that's I think going to become a lot more prevalent is with this new information that DOJ and FBI really did discuss the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a quiet, what do they call it, a bloodless coup?
Yeah, there's basically been a coup attempted here in the United States, and again, that's not being discussed. I wrote an article on it. I think I sent it to you. If not, I will. But there's been a coup that's been underway for the last couple of years. They thought they would be successful in the first, like I said, 6 months, maybe a year,
right.
And that didn't happen. So they doubled down.
Yeah, because they put Andy McCabe in charge of it. Oopsie.
Well, there's a number of problems. We're running out of time, but the entire Department of Justice and the Department of the FBI needs to be gutted. It's been contagious, and unfortunately, it's been invaded by a sickness that I never thought we would ever see.
Yeah.
And
it's
basically
sad.
our intelligence agencies have been compromised, and they've been turned into domestic spy operations, and that was never their intention. It's just unbelievable what has happened to the United States here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knew that these guys would be able? And you know, they've been lurking in there for a long time. It wasn't like they just showed up when Trump started running for president.
Well, I think a lot
of
this
had a whole big plan coming together.
They had this big plan, and thank goodness it didn't come to fruition, because they had everything in place. To make the change, and now it's all coming out, and they've got to make a lot of this go away. And I don't think
most likely, if Hillary had won, you wouldn't be on the air, and I wouldn't be able to discuss what little we've already done.
No, I agree.
That's how bad it is.
That's exactly how bad it would have been, because I think a lot of the conservative voice would have been shut down. I mean, look what the DOJ is involved in. And, yes. I mean, they were in her pocket. So, it would have been a whole different thing. So,
yeah.
So there we are.
All right, everybody all together now.
so much for all of that now.
We started out so energetic, and now we're all tired.
Yeah, I think the next few weeks, this thing is spinning up so fast right now. I think in the next few weeks, especially like you said, when Mueller's report comes out, there's going to be a lot being said and a lot being done. We're going to have to really pay attention.
I agree.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's one of those things where I think
Aaron will call me. Aaron will call me again some night, midnight or 2 a.m, saying, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Nothing. Come on to the show." And
that's
you're
how
just
we...
you're just lucky I didn't call you when I was stuck in the snowstorm.
And say, "Hey, would you come get Trevor and me?"
Yeah, that would have been 3 o'clock in the morning. That would have been a long call.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, I had that handled. My ancestors were Icelanders, so you know what? We don't go down in snowstorms lightly.
No.
Nor do you sleep. I don't think you guys sleep either.
they take away my Icelander card. There were a few people on that trip that are going to lose their man card. There's some of that going to happen, but I'm not.
Yeah.
This show is deteriorating really quickly now.
We'll see that beekeeper guy who slid in front of everybody. I'm still bitter at him. Knucklehead.
Well, him and the silkworm farmer guy.
Yeah, exactly.
They started this whole thing.
They're rudous.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
All right. Thank you. You're awesome.
No, thanks for coming on. We'll keep in touch.
So we're going to go out on an up note with a fun note from or a fun thought for the president.
Yeah, you call me and we'll talk, Lyle.
We got it.
Thanks.
You're listening to We the People.
Ain't seen nothing yet.